وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program For Humanity. I hope you guys are doing well and excellent, and your day is as beautiful as it could be. Now, we are talking about human beings in the Quran and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala see me and you. In order for us to respect one another, we need to understand who we are first. In maybe 5 or 6 episodes, I can't remember very well, I'm getting old, we were talking about the positive aspects of humans, like how Allah looks at me and you positively. Now, obviously, we're done with that. Now we want to look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at the negative aspects of the human being. Now, human beings are greatly blamed in the Quran as well, as much as praised. They are revealed to be extremely tyrannic in nature and ignorant. And the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, defines humans with such big, strong words. I'll give you an example. Allah says, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. And surely Allah was what? Merciful, forgiving. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانُ لَكَفُورٌ. Indeed, verily, humans are unjust. Right. I mean, Allah, He Himself, saying that we can reach a stage where we become such unjust creatures. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in ra'ahu staghna. Once a person becomes, you know, in a state where he thinks, oh, okay, you know, I'm comfortable. Everything I have, I made it, I got it, I worked for it, I earned it, then he's no longer, obviously, associating Allah with his work. It's just him. Then that's when he loses. Then he becomes a kafur. Allah says, وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانِ عَجُولًا. Surely, man is hasty. Now, I mean, being hasty is not a good trait. That's a really bad trait for a person being hasty in his decisions, in his actions, in his life. We were meant and we were told to hit the brakes and think before we act, and think before we speak, which is something we don't do very well. Anyway, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when human beings, إِذَا مَسَّهُ الضُّرَّ دَعَانَا, when he falls into calamities and problems, then he will seek Allah's help and he will cry. Have you seen people when they get, you know, they get struck with calamities and problems, they become so God-fearing people. But once Allah, He says, فَلَمَّا كَشَفْنَا عَنْهُ الضُّرَّ, once we kind of let him loose and give him a break, مَرَّ كَأَنْ لَمْ يَدْعِنَا. What a beautiful verse. Oh my God, the beauty of the Quran. He says he walks past. You know, he's trying to give you that image. Marra, like, you know, some person, you do him a favor, and like you do him, like you save his life kind of favor. And so next time you see this person, you would expect this person to come running at you. And, you know, it's like, oh, because you've done him a great favor. But imagine that person walks past you as he never saw you before, as you were a complete stranger. That's exactly the same word Allah uses. مَرَّكَ لَمْ يَدْعَنَا. He walks past as he never asked us for anything. Ooh, that is harsh. That is really harsh. I hope that me and you do not, inshallah, fall under those people who worship Allah only when we need Him, but then when everything settles down, as if Allah never existed, God forbid. وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانَ قَتُورًا. And man surely is naggy, constantly nagging. Human beings, we never stop. That's a bad trait. It's a negative trait, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانَ أَكْثَرُ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا. I'll leave the translation right after the break. Stay with us.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the Program for Humanity. We are looking at bad traits of human beings mentioned in the Quran. So Allah says, وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا. At most things, or in most of the cases, man is constantly arguing. We are a very argumentative race. We constantly arguing about every single thing. We don't like to learn. We don't like to actually read. But we love to argue. We love to argue about every single thing. Allah says that is a really, really negative trait. Now, again, Allah says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ خُلِقَ هَلُوعًا. Man truly was created greedy. Like when evils befall him, he's impatient. When good comes to him, he is obviously thinking that it's all his. And Allah says, he describes him as Kavler, I think is the word for halu, if we get the proper translation. Okay, so we are very greedy people. Extremely greedy. And that's not a good trait. So keep in mind that Allah says, Alhamaha fujuraha wa taqwaha, correct? He gave it the good and the bad. The good traits and the bad traits. So at the same time, Allah speaks highly of me. At the same time, He speaks badly about me. If I and those who are like me start to indulge themselves in the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like. And again, Allah says, when He talks about humans in terms of being bad, He says, they are ignorant, right? Jahula. He is the most ignorant of creatures. Obviously, if he refuses to choose his, not to choose to think with his intellect that Allah has given him. Allah says, humans are never grateful. They are never thankful. They are never, they never repay back their debts. They never hold their word. And I can stay here for another hour just quoting verses of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks badly about human beings. And obviously, like, we have to be fair that when we say He talks badly about them, this is not Allah trying to say, well, human beings are bad. Then we say, well, why did you create them? He says that if you do use these traits, then obviously you're bad. But you can use the goods, right? So a person could reach perfection if he chooses the good traits, taqwa, or as the Quran says, taqwaha. And he could reach such an evil level if he goes with fujuraha, right? Transgression side of the self. The choice is mine and yours. We can reach perfection or we can end up in the pits of hell if we choose to. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I have to be fair. I created you in such a manner where I've given you free choice, free will, and I showed you the path of good and the path of righteousness and the path of evil. You make the trip. You walk the walk. And once you succeed, you will find your reward. If you don't succeed, then you will find the failure that you have created with your own hand, with your own choices. We will continue this topic in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله